Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, a headline carried on the website Politico this morning reads, "More Borgen, less Sherlock. Europe cracks down on British TV." So at present, under the Audiovisual Media Services Directive, television and streaming must include a share of European works in their transmission schedules or on-demand catalogues. And it's understood that the EU Commission is examining how to tighten its criteria on this and potentially removing the UK from the list of countries recognised as providing European content. Well, joining me on the line now for more on this is Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South. Billy, people might think it's the 1st of April here, but what are we talking about? What's going on?
Well, the European Commission is obviously considering removing the UK from the list of countries, as you said, that are providing European content. Because of the Audiovisual Media Services Directive, a certain amount of content has to be made in Europe effectively. Now, obviously, since Brexit, people view the UK differently, but from the perspective of the European Commission, in reviewing what constitutes European work, they are considering removing the UK. And that would have a profound impact on RT and many other providers of content in Ireland as well.
Most people would be, though, Billy, most people would be unaware that broadcasters have to adhere to certain rules on where content is produced.
Yes, I mean, they're unaware because of the fact that at the moment the UK is signed up, so the content can come from the UK. But in the event of the Commission defining works produced in the UK as not being European, well, then very quickly RT and other providers have to change their scheduling. So it is a very serious issue, and I think it's just something that we have to monitor very, very quickly. On the face of it, it looks like, being petty from the point of view of the Commission coming forward with this proposal to tighten what qualifies as European. Just because UK has left the European Union doesn't mean that, they haven't and don't produce European content. English is the most spoken second language across Europe. It's something that we have to be very conscious of. And from an Irish perspective, and the Netherlands and Denmark and others, Sweden and many countries that, see a lot of their content through English, this could have profound implications.
Mm-hmm. So at the moment, EU broadcasters, they have to make sure that 30% of their on-demand catalogue, half of their daily schedule is produced in Europe. So if you're looking at Ireland, you're looking at RTE, Virgin Media and Sky Ireland. Now, those percentages, they exclude news content and sport, Billy. But if you strip that out, this could have a huge commercial impact on those broadcasters.
Oh, yes, there's no doubt. I mean, I know the Director General of RT, D. Forbes and others have been on to us some time ago, raising this particular issue of concern when the Audiovisual Media Services Directive was going through. But this is now the Commission looking at how they can tighten the grip as such in terms of the interpretation of what is European content. And being honest, Claire, I would be concerned that this is a political motivation as much as anything else, because other countries, are really pushing their own audiovisual media content as well. So we have to be conscious with the UK politically out of the European Union. It puts us on the back foot in terms of those that are using UK content. So we really need the Irish government and others to lobby hard just to tell the Commission that this is definitely a bridge too far to impact both on the viability of what RT can put on, but it will impact on what Irish people can view.
It just seems extraordinary. I mean, we've come through this period of time, Ursula von der Leyen referring to the British Prime Minister as dear Rishi, the Windsor framework, the successful vote in Westminster on that. And now do we have the EU Commission poking the bear again?
Well, certainly on the face of it, I mean, I don't think that there's a huge demand other than some countries maybe pushing for this so that it would put their particular industry at an advantage in Europe. Obviously, Germany and France being two big players in this area as well, and they're promoting their language and their culture as well through the European Union. So that would be an issue that I just would have a concern about. But from our perspective and an Irish government's perspective, we have to be very clear with the Commission that this is just completely unacceptable. There is strong historical and cultural links between Ireland and the UK in terms of what we view and the content we view. And that's also the same with the Netherlands, with Denmark and others, where you have strong English as a second language, a lot of those people, you know, would look at media television as well and streaming. So it would be very damaging. So look, it's early days, but from the point of view of the leaked paper coming out of the Commission, we certainly have to be on our guard. And I think Dee Forbes and others were very much on the ball last year when they raised this particular issue with us at the time. We now need the government to act as well.
So you're asking the government to act, but are you also raising this in Parliament at the moment?
Well, obviously the directive has been passed. What is of concern now is the interpretation of what is EU or European content, and that is the significant issue. So it is the European Commission is bringing forward their interpretation of what is European content. Of course, I will be raising the issue to ensure that, you know, they look at European content in a very broad basis. I mean, you know, all countries, in my view, across Europe are European content, and certainly a country like the UK, where, you know, is English speaking, has been a dominant player in media and streaming services for years, that all of a sudden we would rule them out. It looks to be vindictive and petty at the very least, but very damaging to RTE and to Irish viewers and to viewers that look through the English medium across Europe.
Okay, Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South. Thank you for joining us. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.